This meeting is being recorded.
Hey, Brett.
What's up, dude?
How's it going?
I'm good. I'm good. I was singing before we came on the air. Katie kind of started it. She was singing some Green Day. Mm-hmm. Like you sang like one line.
Do you have the time?
Yeah. But then I started just singing like it, like kind of like Michael Bublé style, like, do you have the time?
Oh, that sounded like Bob Dylan.
It did kind of. Well, I just, yeah, you know what's so funny? I said Michael Bublé style and the whole thing went right out of my head. I couldn't even do it again.
Wow.
This is a great open to the show. You guys are really nailing it. I'm blaming you. Like any good teammate, I'm going to blame you guys. Anyway, what it got me thinking though, I was actually going to bring up Skater Boy again, because what it got me thinking is like, sometimes the kids are like, sing me a song before bed, you know, and instead of a traditional lullaby, sometimes I'll just start singing one of those songs, but like slower, you know,
fun.
So like, he was a skater boy, she said, see you later, boy. And they hate it. The kids hate it. But it takes them like a phrase to realize that I'm doing a normal song, mm-hmm. or not a lullaby. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was trying that with Basket Case before we came and pushed record. But it didn't work. Ryan's staring off into space.
Lullaby pretty much anything. No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go for it. You want to try Lithium by Nirvana?
Yeah. Spit it out, Larry.
Oh, man.
That, yeah.
You know what? We're 2 weeks in a row here for recording, though, so I feel good about that.
Hot damn. Look at us go.
Yeah, man. The audience.
New year, new us.
Everyone's ready to listen to the big, big show. Should we release it?
Yeah, who's up this time?
Just say it.
Well, let's release a show.
Oh!
Last time I said it.
Young fish. What's cracking? We cracking. We cracking. We dipping. We diving. We sliding. We slapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy, we all about the action. Release the show. Release the show.
Oh, what's up? It's Release the Show, your favorite Seattle Kraken hockey podcast. I'm Brett. That's Ryan. Producer Katie's here. On this episode, we have another letter in our inbox. There's rumors about Jordan Eberle and Ron Francis. Ryan has been noticing some different gameplay out there. We've done our homework, and we've also asked ChatGPT to analyze this damn hockey team. So a big, big show today. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking us out on social media. It's at Release the Show. Give us a follow. Talk to us during games. Ryan tries to live tweet as many games as possible, and I even jump in when I remember the Kraken are playing. No, I'm just kidding. Get on our social media. It's at Release the Show, everybody. Let's grow this family over there. And also, copy this podcast link as you're listening right now. Just take a second, pause my voice, copy the link, push the share button on whatever app you're listening on, and send this to like 5 people. That is your homework as a member of the Release the Show family. Let's grow this family. And, you know, just keep on doing the damn thing around here. This is the first Kraken podcast that there ever was in the history of the world. We beat everybody, Katie.
Yeah, number one.
We were here before the Canadians. We were here before those other guys who actually don't even live in Washington. We were here before a lot of the Kraken podcast.
Don't throw stones in a house you can't.
The OG, the one that's been here the whole time. So send it around to your friends and family. Ryan is our boots on the ground, and he's usually embedded with the team. Ryan, we talked last week. They have played four games since then. They split those four games. I suppose we should all be happy. At least there's some consistency in being mid. They lost to the Jackets. They crushed the Buffalo Sabres. They lost by the same score. Well, isn't this funny? They lost to the Jackets 6-2. Then they beat the Sabres 6-2. Then they lost to the Red Wings 6-2. Three games in a row.
Red Wings suck.
The score was 6-2. Just alternating results.
Ryan's just drinking.
And then we beat the Penguins 4-2. But, you know, man, like, it was different hockey. I think we played a little different than we did the week before. We found some luck, and they managed to get two wins out of the four games. Ryan, what's your reaction to just quickly to the last week of Kraken hockey, baby?
First off, it's called setting the tone.
So. Okay. Oh, not drinking. It's called setting the tone.
No, drinking. Right. Setting the tone. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's how I enjoy my Kraken hockey lately. This team is finding weird ways to win, and they're finding weird ways to lose as well. So the mid is exactly what you're going to call them, and exactly what they are. They have no right winning some of these games that they do, but you see these, you know, back to these glimpses of they, if they can put it all together, they're going to be effective. They just, I think it's trouble in Kraken land right now.
Yeah. So wait, are you more down this week than you were last week?
Yeah, I am.
What? Why?
Why?
Because I just, you see, like, all right, Columbus, the Red Wings game, I don't know, there's just these games where they collapse.
Yeah.
And the more you collapse like this, they're going to start to stack up, and the confidence is going to start to go out the window. And all the stuff that we talk about to build yourself up into, again, set the tone, and it doesn't matter if there's no confidence behind it.
Hmm. Okay. Well, what about, though, when you find weird ways to win, why can't that build a little bit of confidence? Because at least luck is on our side a little bit. And a win is a win is a win, isn't it? This is professional sports. It's hard to win a game in professional sports no matter what you're trying to play and do, isn't it? Shouldn't we be happy that they got some wins at least?
I mean, they should know how to win by now.
He's so depressed.
Let me have another drink. Let me think about this for a second.
No, it's fine, dude.
Some more tone needs to get set.
I'm a little surprised. Oh. I honestly thought we'd jump on here and have a little bit of a pep in our step, though, just because it's not what it had been the last few weeks. I mean, the Red Wings game, ugh, ugly, right? I mean, really ugly. The Jackets game, ugly. You don't want to lose game 6-2. But if you're going to lose, I mean, what's the difference losing 6-2 versus 3-1? You know what I mean? A loss is a loss.
Yeah, no, sure.
But I think the wins are wins, too. We got to celebrate those.
Get them out now.
2-2 on a four game is pretty good for us right now.
All right, let's look at some points that we talked about last week. We want this team to step up. We want unsung heroes. We want guys that aren't normally in these leadership roles to come up and step up. Lately, when Piper has been interviewed, been pretty candid with her, and this isn't just Igor now. This is other players coming and saying we got to step it up. So they are trying to hold themselves accountable. That's what I'm looking for. So if you want to take positive out of this, this road trip hasn't been the best. I was really hoping that this would be one of those that we turn around and start getting on a heater. But splitting is fine. We play another game tomorrow, and then we're back home for a couple. So take the positives as you can, but I think right now there's a 0.5% chance we're going to make the playoffs. So it's what else are you looking for? And I think now is the time where we have some of the HL guys. We have some of these guys step up and really start building that foundation. And I would say for next year, but look right now and we can salvage a little bit of the season for sure.
Who was your player of the week from the last week since last we talked?
That's tough. Now you're putting me on the spot.
Ah, come on. Just pick one guy. You got to pick a. There's got to be one.
Well, Capo. He's been playing for, It's my latest Balsma.
Get it out.
Kako, yeah.
Is that beer?
Kako, yeah.
Ryan, are you okay?
Well, you switched from whiskey to beer
already.
I'm just
kidding. I think that's Celsius, right?
No,
that's a Celsius.
Yeah.
That's Big Whitney.
All right. So you got Kako.
Okay. Yeah, and then I look at Matty Beniers too. I get down on him a lot, and I think he should be one of those guys that's playing a lot better, and he's starting to turn stuff around.
Right.
And so I think looking at those two guys, especially with a guy like Beniers, who is finding himself in the league now, and he should already be at this point. But every player takes a little differently to, and the fact that he's kind of now starting to hit his head for it. People are going to look at him going, he's starting to step up, 22 years old, and he's trying to take the lead out.
Yeah, I would have gone Kako too if we would have done a pre-production show meeting. So we would have known we both had the same player. We could have taken different players to provide a different perspective. But no, I got Kako too. He scored the goals. Might as well give it to him. I think, you know, it's tough, man, because we got to take the wins where we can get them. These are wins in regulation. They're not shootout wins. I'm trying to be as positive as I can in it. I think we just got to celebrate it when they get the wins so that they can start stacking them up. You know what I mean? Like, if that's a 3-1 rather than a 2-2, we're obviously a lot happier. And I don't care if every goal just happened to bounce in past the goalie if you went 3-1 in the last four, you know? So, I don't know. Wins are wins. It's much better than 0-4. And, you know, let's try to be positive a little bit. Have you seen any difference in the play out there, though? What are they doing differently from a hockey standpoint since last time? Since last episode?
So right off the bat, the team philosophy has been just shoot the puck and good things will happen. And you see that as goals trickle past or pucks trickle past. When you're on a heater, when things are going right, the puck will have eyes and it'll find the back of the net. So the fact that some of these goals that they're starting to these plays that they're starting to shoot on, the fact that the goal is starting to go in, like you could definitely see that there's a little bit of a momentum shift. And what I mean by that is players now, I feel are going back to some of the stuff that makes them strong and creating time and space, play in motion. So generating speed crossing the blue line, that is going to open up holes. It's going to open up passing lanes. It's going to open up chances for these guys for 2-on-1s. Last week there was a tic-tac-toe that didn't go in, but you see the play start to develop where they are pulling defensemen to them. That's creating the time and space for some of their faster guys to get down and crash the net. And that's where you're going to start seeing a lot better scoring chances and better, better shot for really prime goals. These ones that aren't just garbage goals, the ones that you can shoot and come in, like I said, off the wing with speed and rip on a, you know, top corner, something like that. And you're going to see more of this stuff happen if our team is going to be doing these plays like this, where we're regrouping in the neutral zone. Everybody's coming in fast, and you're going to catch guys standing.
You know what's weird for me in the short time that I've been a Kraken fan is the history, sort of the brief history that we're developing with these other teams. We beat the Sabres all the time. That seems like if ever we need a win, let's just play the Buffalo Sabres, whether it's there or in our place. We just, I don't know why, right? Kraken fans, do you guys agree with that? We beat the Sabres all the time. And then we beat the Penguins all the time too, for some reason, it feels like. Or we play them very competitively. The Jackets, the Blue Jackets, we can't ever beat them. And the Red Wings, we don't ever beat them. Right? Sort of? Ish? The New Jersey Devils, forget it. We cannot beat the New Jersey Devils.
We're 1-7 against the Golden Knights.
See?
Same thing.
Yeah. But the Sabres, I guarantee, we could look all this stuff up, sort of.
We play well against the Avs.
Sometimes
also,
it's hard to find specific records against specific teams. But, yeah, we play the Avs tough. Not that, well, like,
We played, I mean, historically, we played them well.
But the Sharks, we can't beat the Sharks, no matter what we do. It doesn't matter. We do not beat that team. But anyway, it doesn't really mean anything. But it just seems like, doesn't it seem like, Ryan, if we play the Sabres, we're going to beat them?
There's no rhyme or reason to why we choose to play hard against one team or not the other. I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
It's not like you're preparing for the road trip. You're like, oh fuck, I can't wait to play Buffalo.
I know. Like, I know. But it is weird, right? Like the Sharks are coming up again at the end of the month.
And you're like, all right.
Every time I see that on the schedule, no, I get scared because we never beat them.
Oh.
Even though we're supposed to. Because every time we see it on the schedule, we are like, all right, that's a bad team.
But then
we
always lose. The Seahawks are the same way. I'm sorry, but Seattle.
Yeah.
Seattle has a tendency to play up and play down.
Oh, don't they? You think it's a citywide problem?
I do.
How dare you? How dare you?
Call the Seattle Sports Commission.
Are the Seahawks not the same way?
I think that every team, professional or otherwise, that you root for, I think every fan base, it feels like your team either plays up or plays down.
True.
Because you either play a team that you, like, no matter what your team is, your team is going to play a team that you either expect to beat or a team that you think is hard. So then if your team plays that team that's hard, then you're like, wow, man, look at us rise to the occasion.
Yeah, well, I'm
But then if your team loses to a team that's supposed to suck, then of course you say that.
New York's not the only team that the city of Seattle sucks to. That's all I'm saying.
The Kansas City Chiefs are the number one seed in the AFC, yet this season they kept beating people by, you know, single-digit points, and there's probably a big part of their fan base that thinks that the Chiefs suck.
Yeah, well, they're a bunch of whiners, aren't they?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think every fan base has just whiners in it, and they see these things where it seems like your team plays up or it seems like your team plays down. I think the truth is that our team, when talking about the Kraken, they're just not a consistent team with a group of playmakers on it. I think we've talked about this, Ryan. I tell me if you agree. You know, RTS audience, you guys on YouTube, you can be commenting. What do you guys think? I think our team in general just sort of doesn't really have the missing piece that they need in order to go over the top and be that, you know, winning franchise that I think is consistently winning.
When you put it that way, it seems like guys in the room are looking at everybody else to step up and not themselves, right? If we only had that one extra guy, if we had that piece, or if we didn't have these injuries, you're going to be on teams like that just have the life get sucked out of them every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to our conversation last week about who's that one guy that's going to turn this thing around.
Right.
And From the last conversation to this one, we have seen at least some in the media that are starting to call not individual players out, but call themselves out. Like, this is not good. We need to be better than this. Okay, they understand. They're not doing it. Now let's just go do it.
Right.
There's no time for this kind of stuff. Our very first episode this season, I was like, this is the year. Like, we got to start holding these guys accountable. Got to start getting mad. And it started off pretty good, in my opinion. And it's teams are going to have slumps, but this one seems a little bit different. It just seems like there's some friction in the locker room, and there's some behind the scenes. People are asking, maybe they want trades, they want to get out of Seattle. That's not a good environment. We need to change that culture in the locker room.
Yeah, I hear that, and I don't want to just be negative all the time. You know, we know the guys listen to the show, and so let's put it on ourselves. Maybe we went after them a little too hard. Maybe they listen to the podcast and they're like, oh, we got to get out of this fan base. I'm going to request a trade. We don't need any of that, all right? We're trying to motivate around here, all right, guys? Because my point in saying what I'm saying is I start to look towards the front office and not really at the individual players, because I think what we're seeing right now is the frustration is boiling over, because everyone can sort of see the problems, yet I don't think these players can fix it. I'm just going to be honest. I don't think they have the players that have the talent that can fix this problem. So that's why I'm almost, it's like when your dad gets real quiet because he's so mad that he's not even mad anymore. He's just disappointed.
Yeah, scary.
Like, I just don't think we have the guys. And if the guys are listening, I'm sorry, guys. I don't think we have the guys.
Yeah.
You guys can go out and prove us wrong if you want, but these same players have been here for years. These same players have been playing pretty much the same way that entire time. So I think the only thing that's going to fix it is some trades and is some shakeup and probably is, you know, pushing the plunger down on this entire thing and blowing it all up. Sorry, Kraken Land, but I just don't think that these players, specifically this group together, has what it takes to really turn this thing around. I don't think that you're going to be able to add a piece because I don't think that we're buyers. So no one's coming in. There's a famous old like sports thing, right? Like no one's going to walk through that door. You know, Wayne Gretzky's not walking through that door, Ryan, you know, like Sidney Crosby's career is over. He's not going to walk through that door. I don't know who they think is going to walk through that door. All the players who are on the team have already walked through that door. And unless they step up, I just think I don't see it, you know?
Yeah. So, someone commented on one of the clips online. It says, don't they know they can just grab like Gretzky or Lemieux and fix this team? Those guys aren't available.
Right. Yeah. No. And the thing is that even if there was a big name free agent out there, the Kraken aren't going to be able to attract that person and bring that person in right now anyway. So you're stuck with, and you have what you have down on the farm, and you're going to have to do some draft pieces, and you're going to have to trade away some players for picks, really. And this is going to be a tough road unless the guys on that bus, you know, start getting PO'd and start bringing their lunch pail to work and, you know, start doing some damage.
I'll tell you who's PO'd.
Yeah.
The fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some rants pretty PO'd.
All right, you got your letter ready, and then Ryan, you got your homework, right? You gave us homework last time. Remind everybody what it was.
We're staging a Kraken intervention.
That's right. So get your intervention letter ready. Katie has letters of a different sort ready. Let me get some email music for you. Can I?
Yes.
To read by? Would that be all right?
You guys let me know if you agree with these takes, because these takes are pretty hot.
All right. Here's some music to read by. You go ahead, Katie.
Let's talk about the frustration that comes with rooting for the Seattle supposed pride and joy on the ice. Where do I even start? This team is like a bad magic trick, all hype and no payoff. They've got talent, fans, a brand new arena. Yet they consistently play like they're skating through molasses. Kraken, wake up, because right now you're sinking faster than an anchor. Seattle is a city full of champions.
Oof.
Step up your game. Figure out how to shoot and defend and start giving the fans something to cheer for. Otherwise, you'll go down in history as the biggest letdown the city's ever seen.
Whoa. Yikes. Who's that from?
It's an anonymous one.
Wow.
Are the Kraken the biggest sports letdown the city's ever seen?
I mean, the Seattle Dragons were only there for like a year.
What even is that?
The XFL team.
Oh. Well, but that's not that team's fault, is it?
I don't know.
It's COVID's fault.
Yeah. Okay.
Oof. Yikes. Okay. You got another one? Or is that just one today?
Do you agree with that statement? I asked a question.
No, I don't. I mean, it's pretty disappointing right now, but they've only been around for, this is their fourth, I keep forgetting, this is their fourth season?
How does time work?
Yeah,
in four seasons, they already have been pretty deep in the playoffs and they're young little, like if the whole thing ended tomorrow and this is all we had, I'd say it's been pretty successful in Seattle.
All right.
Maybe not in terms of win-losses, but in terms of their franchise and stuff, it's been pretty successful so far.
Okay, all right, okay.
A little harsh.
Okay.
Kraken's- but I get the sentiment, though. Like, I understand. Like, look at Ryan. He's just-
fiery. They're fired up today. Here's another one.
It.
The Kraken's power play is so bad it should be called a power nap.
Oh.
That's all it says.
Whoa.
Power nap.
Oh,
power
wow.
nap.
Sincerely, Bill in Edmonds. Go ahead.
Goaltending situation is a roller coaster, not the fun kind. Consistency is non-existent. How's anyone supposed to build confidence when the guy between the pipes can't even stop a beach ball?
Oh.
Fix the crease, Kraken, because it's hard to win games when you're always chasing from behind.
Yeah, there's a crack in the crease.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Yikes. Who's that one from? What's it say? Jess? Jess? Whoever you are, Jess. Jess, who doesn't even have the guts
from
to
San
put
Jose.
Their location.
Climate Pledge Arena is supposed to be a fortress, but instead it feels like a cozy Airbnb for visiting teams.
Oh, come on.
Where's the dominance on the ice?
Yeah.
Fans bring the energy. The arena
is state
of the art.
You have nice amenities.
But the Kraken play like they're guests at their own party. Defend your home, Kraken.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah. When they're home, it's pretty mid.
Yeah.
But that's because the real fans are priced out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the way they're playing, they should be dropping the prices over there. Letting the real fans in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Get loud.
I mean, honestly, right, Ryan? Should we be paying premium prices for this team right now?
They should open up. I mean, I don't know.
Are you good? Right.
I don't think you could get away with just handing out tickets.
Oh, I thought we lost
just,
him.
I don't know. I'm just taking it all in. I mean, they make some decent points, and you really can't argue against it. So
the
muckle shit power play or whatever he said, that's kind of true.
We have smart listeners, man. They're on the ball. Thank you guys for emailing us.
Sure.
It's releasetherants@gmail.com. You can send in rants anonymously, as some people did, or you can sign them if you've got the guts. Let us know if you want to be anonymous, though. releasetherants@gmail.com. Ryan, you have your intervention letter ready to go?
I do.
Okay.
Do you have yours?
I don't, but I'll make it up on the spot. Like I would at anyone's real intervention.
Wow.
I mean, second part of that is also probably true. So at least you're being honest.
I've never been invited to an intervention. Have you, Katie?
No, but I've watched a lot of episodes of the TV show.
Yeah, me too. Ryan, you ever been to a real intervention of any kind, even if it's just like someone with a bad attitude?
I've been a part of those. Usually I'm the one with the bad attitude, though.
Oh, okay. You know, interventions come in big and small, Katie.
True.
You know. I haven't, but I do feel like if I was invited to one, and I mean, it doesn't even matter if that person was my best friend or a family member or just barely an acquaintance. If I showed up with a prepared letter, then that person would find the whole thing really false. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
I'm supposed to wing it, and then that'll make that person, whoever it is, feel way more comfortable because that's how it's supposed to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Otherwise, it would be.
It's from the heart.
False.
From the heart.
Right. Yeah. Like if I sat down with papers, they'd be like, Brett, you actually prepared this? Like, oh. Or they'd actually, then they'd really know how bad it was.
You don't
I
even
suppose.
Prepare like no, best man speeches at weddings.
Serious.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Just let it fly. Shoot from the hip.
Right.
Speak from the heart, Katie.
Right.
All right, Ryan, what do you got?
Do we have intervention music?
Well, let's pretend. Let's set the stage here.
I think we
like, did you invite? Is this the whole Kraken team that's walking into the living room here? Like we invited them to a, you know, you always invite them to like something fake, you know, like someone's birthday party or something. But then surprise, it's an intervention,
right?
You know,
right?
Is this the whole team or just
we're
like an individual player?
A team pizza party.
What do you think, Ryan?
They're all meeting at Buckley's.
Yeah. All right. So the whole team walks in, and there's a bunch of chairs, and they realize what this is.
Yep.
And then we lock the door. We don't let them out. And then we say, Ryan has something to read to you. Go ahead, Ryan.
I say, dear Seattle Kraken, we write this letter as a devoted fan base who has stood by your side, leading the league in 6 multi-goal comeback. It's a win. Comeback wins is a testament to your grit and determination. We need that same energy from from the opening puck drop. By focusing on setting the tone early and leaning on your defensive firepower, building momentum with key players like Bjorkstrand, Kapokako, and Jaden Schwartz, this team can turn the tide. And
there you
injuries
go.
Like Eberle and Gord, Yeah. Others now have the opportunity to step up. Shane Wright, Matty Beniers, this is your moment to shine. Trust your goaltenders, limit high danger chances, and capitalize on the power play. This is not just a plea, but a promise. We, as your fans, will continue to show up. Let's make sure Climate Pledge is a building that no team wants to play in. And if that doesn't work, let's start a line brawl.
Nice. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you. Tanev is like softly weeping in the corner. He's like, he's doing that move with the Kleenex where he's like getting into the corner of his eye, you know, digging it out. Katie's softly whimpering in the corner. Is it my turn?
I have one.
Oh, Katie has one. Katie, you can go next. You see what you guys did? You made Katie cry. See that? This is me talking to them. See what you did, guys? All right. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you. And we know that was hard for you, Ryan. See? Go ahead, Katie.
Dear Seattle Kraken, we are writing this because we care deeply about you and we believe in your potential to be a powerhouse.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we're not mad. We're just disappointed.
As your biggest fans, we know that you have what it takes to light the lamp and make waves in the NHL. Mm. But right now, the team's performance feels like it's stuck in the neutral zone. This isn't about criticism. It's about course correction. You've got talent and tools and the support from a passionate fan base. We've seen flashes of brilliance. The clutch saves, the tape-to-tape passes, and the grit along the boards. And we know the foundation is there. It's just time to build on it and take this team to the next level. You know, hockey's a game of adjustments, and it's clear that we need to tighten up in some areas. Maybe it's breakout plays or the back check or capitalizing on power play opportunities. Look, whatever it is, we know that you have the drive to turn things around. And think of this as your intermission pep talk. Mm-hmm. It's time to refocus, regroup, and come out for the next period firing on all cylinders.
Yeah.
Do it for Bowie.
Ooh.
Let's take this season shift by shift, game by game. Stick to the fundamentals, stay hungry, keep your heads up. With the right adjustments and the heart that we know you have, there is no limit to what the Kraken can achieve. We're rooting for you, Seattle. Let's unleash the beast and remind the league what it means to face the Kraken.
Wow. Wow.
Look at Allison Lucan over there.
See, now, like, quietly, though, in the living room, I would whisper to Katie, I'd say, ChatGPT. And then she'd nod. And then I'd look at Ryan, and I'd say, okay, what's worse? Me winging it or her getting ChatGPT to write it?
Come on, it's pretty good.
That's pretty good though.
It's pretty good though.
A lot of hockey references in there though.
Yeah, and I sold it. Listen,
you did.
It's also the performance, okay?
I know, but I just think the guys would find it a bit disingenuous that you wrote your intervention letter like you had a computer write it. That's all I'm saying.
I made it personalized.
All right. Well, let's just hope they didn't notice.
Okay.
You know,
more tape to tape passes. More tape to tape passes.
Tape to tape.
More tape to tape. If we can go tape to tape, that'd be great, guys. Tape to tape. Yeah. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Thanks for coming today. Thanks for being here.
Hi, guys.
Listen, I've been a Kraken fan now for at least 4 years.
Oh, God. He's really going to cry.
Is it 4 years? You guys been doing this for 4 years? Man, guys. Listen, I watched the expansion draft on TV, you know. I started following the Bring Hockey to Seattle social media accounts like long before there was a team name, long before there was a logo. I've been excited for this team to get to town pretty much since my childhood. I used to go watch the Seattle Thunderbirds play and dream of having an actual NHL team because, you know, minor league hockey's fun, but you know, it's minor league hockey. And finally, we get the NHL. We get the big show. We get the great logo. We get the great uniforms. And we thought we were getting some great players. And then, but in actuality, we got you guys. And I'm going to be honest, with all your jerseys off and in normal street clothes here in the living room, I can't tell you white guys apart. I think that's the problem, guys. You're not out there making names for yourselves. You need to get out there. You need to start making names for yourselves. I've been watching you for years. And I can't tell Vince Dunn apart from Adam Larson. I don't know.
Literally.
One of you has red hair. I just don't ever remember which one it is. So listen, you got to start. That's a joke. You guys got to start making a name for yourselves, and not just as a team, but even as individuals. If you raise up your individual game, you will raise up the team's game. A high tide raises all boats, guys. Also, this is an intervention because you guys have made me drink way too much. So after this meeting is over, I will be going to a nice sunny place in Arizona for about 90 days.
That's nice for you, Brett.
Yes, where I can thaw out, we'll call it, and regain myself after watching this putrid hockey for a couple of years. Honestly, you guys need to step it up. Otherwise, some of you will find yourselves in sunnier locations with not a lot to do. Because after this, guys, it's pretty much the Utah Hockey Club and then Cancun, Mexico for some vacation and then trying to figure out how to sell some insurance. So step it up, or we're going to have to put you on a plane to a rehabilitation center where you learn a different professional sport.
That was a good letter.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go. Pretty much like tough love. I give him tough love. You
on
know
the
what
fly.
I mean? Like, it's kind of an ultimatum, which I don't think you're supposed to do at an intervention. No. I didn't really read the rules of an intervention.
No.
I guess. What? But I tried to go tough love.
What do I feel like Brett's going to be the only... He's going to be the only one to MC an intervention.
You know what I would do, though? Like, you know, on the TV show Intervention, how, like, a lot of times they'll let the person, well, maybe not let, but sometimes they're like, can I just get one more taste before I go?
Yeah,
you know?
No, they're not supposed
like,
to, though.
The Kraken would be like, can we just play hacky sack in the, can we just play hacky sack one more time out in the parking lot before we have to go off to that place? And I'd be like, all right, guys, one more time for old time's sake. No, and then after that, we're playing hockey.
They want to sniff the jerseys one more time. Those sweet jerseys.
Yeah. One more time. Can we just talk about how cool the jerseys are?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hopefully that works. I hope they were listening. Speaking of ChatGPT, Ryan, Ryan and I, or Ryan had the idea to use ChatGPT to analyze the Kraken play. Do you have any results from that before we wrap this thing up today?
Well, they say the same things that we say.
Okay.
Exact same thing ChatGPT is bringing up.
Yeah.
I just think it's really funny. It's discuss Jordan Eberle in his absence. Well, yeah. Like, yeah. Actually, good news. Ebbs is off crutches.
Okay.
He's on crutches now. He's out of his bed. His wife built him. They brought in like a hospital bed in the basement of his house, and
nice.
He's been staying in the basement
this
whole time. And he's going to the rink, and he's rehabbing. So maybe look into February to get him back.
Okay. Oh, God, that recovery.
They highlighted some players. Bjorkstrand and Schwartz, and how they're.
Wait. No. You got to go back to. Wait, hold on. You got to go back to Dan. What about the rumors? Well, it's a perfect time. You're talking about him. What about him and Francis? And does Francis want him gone? Does Dan want to stay? Is there trouble in Captain Land?
That's the one rumor I actually haven't heard. But Francis has been linked to a bunch of rumors as far as coaching staff, and he wanted to hire other guys.
Okay.
And ownership wanted to bring in Dan, and Francis actually was on with the team yesterday. And basically, I mean, what else is he going to say? But he put that to bed saying like, no, I hired him. This is the coaching staff that I want. We're trying to figure out.
Oh, you meant
together.
Dan Bylsma.
Yeah. Bylsma.
No, oh, not, you not just Dan, said Dan, cause Dan you Bylsma. Can't say Bylsma before. Oh, I thought you meant Dan.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
All right.
Disco Dan.
Okay. Disco but, Dan Bylsma. That's who you meant.
Yeah, that's why I was like, is there a rumor that we haven't heard yet? But I mean, this is what it's going to start swirling. So you never really know. So, I mean, anything's on the table. But going back to what we were saying about trade rumors. Yeah, I mean, still Yanni Gourde's on the mention as a trade ship. I'm trying to think of some other guys that were saying that. ChatGPT didn't really get too specific.
How about this for some motivation? If any Kraken players can hear my voice and they do want out of town, why don't you step up your play so some other team wants to come and get you? Maybe we'll get a couple of W's in the meantime, because nobody's going to come and get you playing like this. So if you do want out, you better start putting the biscuit in the back of the basket. You know what I'm saying? Huh, Katie?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Little reverse psychology.
Yeah, that's right. Step it up, everybody. Let's go. That's it for us today, right? You got anything else before we get out of here on this depressing episode? We got to.
No, we're just reaching at this point.
We got to bring some life next time, man. But the Kraken got to bring the life on the ice, baby. Let's go. They got the Jets tomorrow night on Thursday. Then they got the Kings at home. The Buffalo Sabres on Monday at home at Climate Pledge, so you know that's a win. And then they got the Capitals, which I didn't recognize their logo right away. Anyway, they come on into CPA. So only three games before the next time we talk. The Jets, the Kings, the Sabres. If you're looking for seats, by the way, use epicseats.com to go to Climate Pledge. Epicseats.com. Nobody beats
Epic Seats.
Check them first when you're buying Kraken tickets. They got Kings tickets, Sabres tickets, Capitals tickets, and Penguins tickets. Before the Kraken hit the road for one night against Edmonton and then come right back home against Anaheim and San Jose. But I get ahead of myself. Hit up the rant line anytime. ReleaseTheRants@gmail.com. Hit us up on social media at Release the Show. For Ryan and Katie, I'm Brett. That's it for today. You want to say goodbye to the people, Ryan?
I'm just going to keep drinking. Nah, see you next week. Go Kraken. Let's go.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
The recording has stopped.